Welcome to Question Period. Merry Christmas, everybody. Hope you're having a very good holiday. What better way to celebrate the holiday season than the CTV Question Period political quiz right under your tree? That's right. Do you have the right constitution to last through this period of questions we have ready to table today on the key political events of the last year? Well, guess what? We have assembled a special holiday scrum for a full hour of quizzing. We want you to play along to match wits with some of the very best in the business. Now, 2016 was one busy political year. Here's a quick reminder of some of the highlights to get your juices flowing.
My apologies for my behavior and my actions.
Does the Prime Minister really believe that he's above the law?
Don't let this very divided vote divide us.
Day for Canadians.
Mr. Trump and I have a few things in common, like screening on immigrants.
No pipeline!
At no point do attending a fundraiser give particular or special access on policy to anyone.
Okay, are your minds warm? Are your political juices flowing? Let's get at it. Joining us today, Laura Stone of the Globe and Mail versus Todd McCharles of the Toronto Star versus Don Martin, host of CTV News Channel's Power Play, and of course, CTV chief political commentator and quizmaster Craig Oliver. Now, who will be the champion of our inaugural QP quiz show? And this is the cup. This is what you win. This beautiful cup made of solid plastic.
Recycle.
All right, here's the instructions. Everyone, as you can see, has a festive ringer of some sort. Please ring it when you know the answer. I will be the referee. We also have our producer, Nicole Green, if there's any dispute. 1 point for each answer. If you miss, someone else gets a chance to answer. I may split points in case someone says something witty or informative or new, just in case. In between, we'll discuss political events in the year ahead. And remember, as I say, the winner is crowned the QP quiz champion and takes home the cup to fill with some eggnog. All right,
question.
Are we ready?
Is this first past the post?
This is first. This is winner take all, first past the post.
And that's right. Can we register a protest?
Yes, you can, with mydemocracy.ca.
Oh, good. All right.
Now you've got to answer questions. Are you ready?
Yes.
First category, political scandals. Question one. The Senate scandal. Back in April, Mike Duffy was cleared of how many charges related?
31.
Okay, I'm going to give it to
you,
Craig.
You knew that answer.
I'm going to give it to Craig. You do have to ring the bell, and then I will tell you. But Craig,
I'm sorry.
I don't mind shouting it. Okay, question
Craig's
two.
Excited.
1 point for Craig.
All right.
Laura Stone knew that.
I did. I was being
of
polite.
Of the four senators who were initially investigated, which ones are still sitting senators? Tonda.
Pamela Wan and Mike Duffy and Patrick Brazzo, three.
Oh, three. Yes. And just as a bonus, who retired?
Mark Harp.
Wow. I'm giving 1.5 points to Tonda.
Okay.
Question three.
1.5 points.
1.5. Let's move on to Elbowgate.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
In May, the Prime Minister was accused of, quote, manhandling an MP in the House of Commons after it appeared the opposition was stalling a vote. What was the vote on?
It was a closure motion on the assisted dying bill.
On the assisted dying? Physician assisted death.
Wait, hold on.
Motion six.
It was a closure
bill
motion.
Bill C-14 to amend
that.
The criminal code to allow physician assisted
death. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, let's go to the next question.
Give her the cup now.
The cup is, fight back. There's a rapid fire round. Are ready? Next question. Who was the conservative MP that Justin Trudeau grabbed by the arm? Don!
I know.
Gord Brown.
What?
Brown. Gord Brown.
Yes.
Yes, House leader.
Tonda's going to register a protest. She thought she was
the whip. Wasn't he the whip? Gordon Brown
was the whip, yes.
Well, whatever. Well, it was the name.
Yes, you got it.
I got the name.
You were Tory.
I got a point. Okay,
well,
I can relax.
Next
now.
Question very quickly then. Who was the NDP MP?
I know. Ruth Ellen Russell.
Yes. Let me just finish the question. Who was the NDP MP that took Trudeau's elbow to the chest and missed the vote after leaving the chamber? Of course.
Ruth Ellen Russell.
That's right. Okay. Next question. Can you guys at least let me finish the question?
No,
this is an aggressive
one.
Yeah. We're all competitors.
I'm very competitive. All right. After attending a fundraiser with the Prime Minister, Zhang Bin, a Chinese billionaire, donated $1 million to the Trudeau Foundation. $50,000 of those dollars were earmarked for a statue of who?
Statue of Pierre Trudeau.
Right.
Pierre Elliott Trudeau.
That's right.
We all knew that.
But Dawn was quick off the mark.
He's
next
just loudest.
Question. I got the cowbell.
Oh, the questions get harder. Oh, those are too easy.
That's
okay.
What Craig just said.
Oh, okay. Well, we can get Hunter Tutu stepped down from the cabinet after revealing
he was sex scandal.
You get a point just for saying the first guy to say sex always gets it.
Right.
For revealing he was seeking treatment for an addiction. What was he the minister of?
Oh, I know.
Honda.
Fisheries and Oceans.
Fisheries and Oceans.
And Coast Guard. And Coast Guard. And Coast Guard.
When Hunter Tutu left the cabinet, what other ministers got new jobs?
Oh, Dominic LeBlanc got fisheries.
Yes.
And Bardish Chagger got House Leader.
Yes, Laura Stone.
Wow.
You knew that again. Let me just ask before we move on, how many times were you champion of Reach for the Top? A lot.
Never. I never made any team like that. Can I make your team?
You're on this team. Question. What MP used the F word in the House of Commons and by F?
The Prime Minister.
No.
Wait,
Michelle Rempel.
He's not done.
And by F, I mean F-A-R-T. Don
Michelle Rempel did it.
Yes.
And Elizabeth May.
What was the context?
Alberta. She said it's like a fart in a room or something like that. We're not talking about Alberta.
Yeah. All right. The Minister of Democratic Reform, Mariam Monsef, was under fire for saying she was born in Afghanistan when she was actually born where?
Iran.
Correct.
You've got to wait to be recognized.
She's Persian.
Okay, we have one more question before we get on. Which minister was the first to be involved in the Cash for Access scandal controversy?
No.
This is the Globe
Dominic LeBlanc?
Story.
No.
Ooh.
Who was first?
Oh, the health minister.
No.
Oh, no, I know. It's Jody Wilson-Raybel, the justice
minister. Jody Wilson-Raybel.
She attended a fundraiser of Bay Street Lawyers in
Toronto. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's exactly right. All right. Let's start. Since we're there, we'll have a quick break. Take a deep breath. We're tallying up the scores.
Okay.
You got a point.
We talk about cash for access. I'm going to start with you, Laura, because the Globe had been ahead on this story a lot. In the year ahead, the Cash for Access story has not gone away. In his year ender, Justin Trudeau openly admitted, sure, people talk to me about business, contradicting some of his own party who said that. Does this continue to dog Justin Trudeau and the Liberals into the new year?
I think it absolutely does. I think that was a huge turning point when Justin Trudeau admitted against what his own party has been saying, that no government business is discussed at these fundraisers. He says, oh, yes, it is, but don't worry, we're not influenced at all. Like, how are people supposed to know whether he's influenced or not? Are these registered lobbyists? Like, this is a very backdoor route to getting to the government. So I think this has been a slow build of a story, and it's really reaching a peak now.
And he was among the first to say, we have to worry about appearances. Now he's dug himself in even deeper. I don't know how the commissioner in charge of lobbying can avoid dealing with this. And I don't know how he can continue to say, we shouldn't worry about it. If somebody gets something after a conversation with him, how do I know whether he's influenced? I only have what he tells me.
Well, I agree that the questions in Canadians' minds are perhaps looming larger than ever now. The way the lobbying commissioner gets not to look at it is that the lobbying commissioner only has jurisdiction over lobbyists.
Right, exactly.
And so the Prime Minister, she won't be able to investigate the Prime Minister unless there are lobbyists actually registering, you know. So I'm just saying that it falls probably more to the Ethics and Conflict of Interest Commissioner.
And who's called it unsavory.
Yes.
Don.
Trouble is, he doesn't seem to be admitting any wrong. And if he does see the error of his ways, which he'll only see if the polls start showing that it is resonating, and Nick Nanos had a poll that shows the public is at least perceiving the problem. It's very easy to understand. You pay $1,500, you can bend an ear, and now Justin Trudeau says, yeah, they're talking about files that are on their desk. So I think that it sticks to him, but at some point in time, I think he's going to back down.
Does he back down in the new year?
I predict
eventually.
In the new year, the Prime Minister will say, I have done nothing wrong, I know I haven't, but this is obviously upsetting the Canadian public, causing a lot of issues that I shouldn't have to deal with, and therefore we're going to correct this
whole thing. He'll call it a distraction to his agenda moving forward the middle class or something, and maybe he'll ban ministers from attending such events.
Every time they attend one, there's going to be another story, and it's going to be it's that flu that just they can't get rid of. It's certainly given life to the other parties, certainly the leadership races, which we'll talk about. All right, before we take a break and go to the next category, round one bonus question. This is your bonus question to stay fresh. Are you ready?
Yes.
This is your bonus question before we take a break.
Right.
On January 18th, Sophie Gregoire Trudeau caused a media stir when she did what at an event at did what at an event to celebrate Martin Luther King? I gotta go with Tawna, who's ringing the bell. Yes.
She sang. She was at an event at Ottawa City Hall, and she did a speech, and she burst into song.
With all the love that I feel, when you smile back at me, when you smile back at me.
And songs. Extra points to sing that song?
It was, no,
yeah,
thanks.
Go ahead.
I'm good.
Get the cup.
I'm good.
I offered 10 points for anyone to sing that song.
I don't think it really doesn't have a tune.
Right, it was
that
more
we can't remember. It was freewheeling.
She had written it herself.
She wrote it herself for her daughter,
all right, Grace. You want to check out the score so far? In the lead right now, Tawna McCharles, Toronto Star, 6 points. Dawn is in second with 3. Laura and Craig are tied with 2 points.
Right.
Okay. Still more to come on our CTV question period end of year quiz. Foreign Affairs next. We'll test our journalists. Stay with us. Welcome back to Question Period in our year end political quiz, where you match wits with the very best of the political scrum. And this is at stake. Dawn Martin, Tawna McCharles, Laura Stone, Craig Oliver. It is absolutely savage as they compete. Now, are you ready? Let me read the questions first. Everyone at home, get ready. Question round 2, foreign affairs. Who snubbed Prime Minister Trudeau for a high five last year? Tawna McCharles.
The little kid at the airport when Prince William. Prince George. The little guy.
The little guy.
Sorry.
I thought I'd given you half a point for calling Prince George the little kid at the airport. Would you say that's...
She saw the picture in her head and then she remembered who it was.
Future king of England, he might have said at some point in time.
That little kid in the airport.
I think she shared those points for that.
Who wants the other half of that royal point?
I do.
Laura will take it.
I have like a children's toy as well.
Next question. How many foreign countries has Justin Trudeau...
Oh my goodness.
...visited... since coming into office? This is tricky. I'll give you within 3.
4.
Laura.
4.
10.
I'll go for 18.
18 is the exact answer.
What the heck?
Come on, Tawna. You saw the question.
Can you name some? 18 is actually
I can go backwards. So he was in Madagascar, Liberia, Peru, Argentina, Cuba. He's been in Turkey, Philippines.
Belgium, Israel.
China, Japan.
U.S. Malta.
Yeah, Malta, France, Holland, Ukraine,
Turkey, Philippines.
I said those two.
Wow.
And UK.
That's we're giving you 1 point because you're making us feel bad.
That
was good.
Right.
Are you sure?
You're not just being charitable here. You got it right.
That was a mic drop.
Did the Russians get a hold of the quizzes and hand it on to her?
Yeah. This is a WikiLeaks situation. Next question. When Mexican President Peña Nieto came to visit Ottawa as part of the Three Amigos Summit, what activity did both leaders participate in? Laura.
They went on a jog.
They went on a jog. Did you?
No,
you
know, I didn't.
I didn't.
They went on a jog.
In very short shorts.
Yes. Who had the shorter shorts for an extra point?
Peña Nieto.
He did, yes. Next question. When President Obama spoke to Parliament in June, he was the first prime minister since blank in blank to speak in Parliament. President since Dawn.
Bill Clinton?
Yes.
Oh. Do I have to come up with a year?
If you can. Does anyone want to guess
the
1991.
1995,
February 23rd. But I'll get to the point. Bill Clinton.
Good job.
And I would lose a point for that, Bill Clinton.
Okay
question. This former Saturday Night Live actor was one of a number of Canadian celebrities invited to the state dinner honoring Prime Minister Trudeau in Washington.
Mike Myers.
Yeah, that's what I was getting.
She's good.
Give her the cup.
She's good.
No. How many cabinet ministers were on the official guest list of the state dinner? Dawn.
5.
7.
4.
12?
And Craig is the closest. The answer is 9. Craig gets the point.
Way to go, Craig.
Yeah, 9.
Nice guess.
May I confess it was a total guess? I had no idea.
No, don't awesome. Confess but that. No, Baines, Bebo, okay. Dion, Freeland, Goodell, Jolie, McKenna, Sajid, right, and Tutu.
Of course.
Next question. Tutu. This is an I don't say easy. Name the region in Belgium who refused
Wallonia.
Wallonia, who refused to sign CETA. I remind you, sir.
He finished.
I feel like the speaker now.
Yes. I remind him to finish the question. Order.
I'm eager because eager. I'm losing so badly.
Wallonia, that's
I'm
right.
I'm trying to recover lost time.
Which there. Former GOP presidential candidate called Trudeau's positive statement, laudatory statement, oh. wait, on Castro's death, shameful and embarrassing? Don, you are getting penalized.
Oh, yes, you rang before.
You did
ring. Because
Marco Rubio.
Before. Yes. Not for your brilliance. Yes, Don.
Marco
you.
Rubio.
Marco Rubio.
Senator of what state?
Florida.
I'll split the
Fort
point.
Myers, where
okay,
I'm
let's go.
All right.
All right, ready? Much was made of Justin Trudeau's trip to China, but he wasn't the first Trudeau to make the trek as PM. What year did Pierre Trudeau visit
1973,
China?
And I was with him.
Okay, well, you can't get
two
beat
points
that.
For two that. Points for Craig. Two if you were, sure. if you are part of the trivia answer, you get 2 points.
Right. Okay. Good.
Staying on China.
Yeah.
On September 22nd, the Chinese Premier visited Justin Trudeau on Parliament Hill to announce exploratory talks about what?
A free trade agreement.
Okay.
Did
can
you
we
recognize
just shout
him?
Out answers from now on?
No, you can't. You cannot shout out answers. You are right. Tonda, you knew that, didn't you?
Yes.
I'm splitting the point there. Can
oh,
we split the point?
Thank you very much.
Laura.
I know it too.
You
I was
do.
Waiting for you to finish.
Yes, that's true. Laura's being very polite.
I
half
know.
A point to Laura.
Stop being polite.
Thank you, Evan.
I knew
half
it too.
A point to Don too, because he said that he's vacationing in Florida near Marco Rubio, which I think that's personal information.
Come and
always
visit
welcome.
Everybody.
Question. Okay. How many times has Justin Trudeau spoken at the United Nations?
Oh, nope. Sorry.
Don?
Twice?
Three, once. Once.
Twice. Oh, yeah. Yeah, once.
Once.
Well, the General Assembly.
Because once he was in the lobby. Once he was
yes,
in the
General Assembly.
Were you there,
guys? Address the Syrian refugee.
No,
that's true. He did.
Year.
He did the committee. General Assembly. Point for once.
Oh, thank you.
Half a point for... It's fair.
I'm catching up.
All right.
Up.
That's let's, twice, let, though,
let's,
right?
Let's take a break from this yeah. incredibly oh. controversial oh. quiz. Whew, and ask a question. Stress. And I'll start with, let me start with Don.
Why?
Don, okay.
Why?
Donald Trump, we're talking about the biggest challenge mm-hmm. in the new year on the foreign affairs file for Justin Trudeau. There's many. We're going to have 450 troops in Latvia on the front line, obviously. There's likely going to be some peacekeeping force in Africa. By the same token, maybe the biggest foreign affairs challenge, many people believe, will be Donald Trump and renegotiating NAFTA. What do you make of those challenges?
I don't think they're going to renegotiate NAFTA in the sense that Canada and U.S. will be involved. They'll still do a bilat because I think the goal of this whole redefinition of NAFTA is targeted at Mexico. And I think the Secretary of State, the new Secretary of State in the United States, will probably be open to talking about energy deals with Canada. And the auto sector seems to be a just-in-time delivery is something that the Donald Trump Michigan supporters seem to understand. I don't think it's going to be that much friction, to be honest with you.
So what will be the biggest foreign policy challenge for Trudeau?
Well, we've still got the softwood lumber thing,
right?
Which yeah. drives people crazy because it's been going on and off for 25 years. But, you know, that's a big tension thing.
Tonda, biggest foreign policy challenge for Justin Trudeau?
Well, vis-a-vis incoming President Trump.
It could be Trump or
well,
it might be something else.
Vis-a-vis the incoming administration of Donald Trump, I think one of the biggest challenges is going to be how does Canada square this now very aggressive climate change plan and decisions around regulating our energy sectors vis-a-vis a president that's not interested in regulating the U.S. sector whatsoever. So that does put Canadian companies at a certain disadvantage, though the government says it's going to put us ahead in terms of clean energy development. We'll see, but I think that's going to be a huge challenge and an economic one.
I think the biggest challenge is going to be going ahead with a negotiation on free trade with the Chinese. There will be a lot of opposition to that. It will upset the Americans. No question what the Chinese want. They want a foothold in North America. They want to, if they can, get an edge up on the Americans that way. And we really need finally to start